CJSR Edmonton.
It's 2 minutes after 4 o'clock, and you know what? I scheduled an interview today for 4 o'clock. And you know what's one nice thing about this interview? Unlike us, he's prepared and on time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Why don't you introduce yourself to our lovely audience?
Okay. My name is Brock Tyler. I'm a local musician and songwriter. Yeah, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Where you been? Where'd you come from?
I'm originally from Winnipeg, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been in Edmonton for 2.5 years now. And took a couple years to complete my first record, which you guys have. And I've just been enjoying Edmonton the past while.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I like the city.
Even this past week?
Yeah, the past week reminds me of home, actually, so it's not that bad.
I guess, yeah. Winnipeg has a lot of weather.
Yeah, it keeps you humble. That's the way I like to think of it anyway.
So what are some similarities between Edmonton and Winnipeg? Because people make a lot of comparisons to the two towns.
It's true. The weather is actually really similar. You hear people just comment about the cold in Winnipeg, but it's not that different overall. Mm-hmm. The people are very much the same, kind of a similar mindset, as opposed to Winnipeg and Calgary, you know, being compared kind of thing. So, everyone's just kind of relaxed and, good people.
What brought you to Edmonton in the first place?
Actually, my girlfriend at the time, who's my wife now, she was studying out here for a year, so we were apart. And then I came out to finish my last year of studies here just to be together. And, we both have a lot of friends here, so we kind of settled, and here we are.
Tell us about this album. You said 2 years in the making?
Yeah, it was 2 years. I worked on it pretty casually, actually. It started in the summer of 2005. I had written the songs 2004, 2005, and then started recording there. That's when I came out here and took a hiatus for school and all that stuff. And just picked it up when I could, got married, so it was on hold again, and then finally 2 years later it all came together. So this past July is when it was finished.
How big of a relief is it to actually get it out there now?
Oh, huge, yeah. Anyone who's finished a first album knows that it's just like, it's just a burden on you in a sense, and it's such a relief to just get it out there and have people buy it and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a whole new realm
post-recording
for sure.
Oh, very much so, yeah. You kind of enjoy the fruits of your labor in a way.
Have you been playing much in around the city?
When I can, yeah. I haven't been playing too frequently. But I've been playing with other groups more than just doing my solo stuff. But
okay.
A friend and I, Nathan Carroll, who's a great local songwriter, we're planning a tour in April and May going around the country. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll kind of see how that goes.
On horseback?
Yeah, on horseback.
that's
the plan.
Okay.
We'll see how many cities we can cover with that.
It's the only way Jay travels.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's admirable.
It's kind of hard to get him out of the house.
Especially when I'm allergic to horses, right?
That's a major problem.
Yeah.
What can you do?
CD release party?
No,
anything like that?
I didn't really do anything big for it. Just kind of let it leak out. And, I've just been enjoying selling it when I can. Because it took so long to do, I had a lot of new material kind of build up. So I guess I've been focusing on that more than anything. It's a pretty low-key affair getting it out there. But it is out there, and anyone can buy it, of course.
Yeah, and we're here to let you know that it's out there, and you're here to tell us that it's out there. Where can you get it? Where can you pick it up?
You can buy it a few places on White Ave. Cafe de Bar has it. Megatunes and Blackbird all have it.
Okay.
And then on my website, too, brocktyler.com, you can do it on there as well.
We're talking to Brock Tyler here on CJSR. His new album is called... Where did I put it? I have to say, I love the packaging.
Oh, great!
It's really fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, that was a friend of mine, a graphic designer who I actually lived with here. He's in Portland now, and that was all his idea. He was really excited about doing it. He screen printed everything, very meticulous. And,
yeah.
So.
It's cool. It's kind of like a map.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah.
Then when you put it back together. It took me two tries to put it back together.
I think most people have a bit of trouble getting it back together. So,
but no, it's awesome.
Once you've done it once,
yeah.
I'm an expert at putting it back together now.
You just totally did it.
I know, first try.
That was impressive.
Thanks.
Whoa.
The album's called Unclosing, and like you said, we can pick it up at Blackbird.
Megatunes.
And
Cafe de Bar.
Cafe de Bar?
Yeah, it's 108 Street in White Ave, right around there.
And we're going to listen to a song here from the album. What did I queue up? I queued up A Happy Song Gone Wrong. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you describe the song a little bit?
It's a song I wrote trying to evoke just a lot of, pleasant imagery and that sort of thing. Someone actually called me on writing too many sad songs one day, so I went out to write a song that was happy. and actually opposed to the title, which suggests it has gone wrong from being happy. It ends with the refrain that I'm not seeing a happy song gone wrong, so kind of focusing on positive writing and positive music for a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier to write a happy song or a sad song?
It depends who you are. I think there's just an inherent kind of gravitation towards sadness in a lot of indie music these days, which is, I think that's part of life, but it's too bad because there's a lot of joy in life too, that, and it's good to evoke that when you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. There is a lot of joy in life. It's true.
Yeah.
We're here to be happy.
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm really trying to awaken my happy spirit right now because this whole minus 47 wind chill business is making me quite sad.
Yeah, it does that. So I hope the song helps.
And my dog is sad too.
See, but that's an interesting thing about Edmonton too, right? Is Edmonton, I would say, as Winnipeg at the same time, because it gets so cold here, I think that a lot of us hibernate in the wintertime. Like, we spend a lot of time. And I think that that's one of the reasons I think both places are kind of like a little bit of a creative hotbed sort of idea, because you shut yourself in and all of a sudden and you get stuff done in the wintertime that you normally wouldn't do in the summertime because you're out and about and you got other things to do.
Yeah, right? That's so true. I find that with writing especially. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're just kind of in there. You have nothing else to do, so it really comes out of you. Yeah, yeah. If it's summer, it's just open season.
Yeah, we go crazy in summer,
it's
right?
True,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It kind of bothers me, but I feel like I can never plan like a creative moment in summer at all. But so it goes.
All right. This is Brock Tyler from his album called Unclosing, and we're going to listen to the track called A Happy Song Gone Wrong. Thanks for coming down and chatting with us, man.
Hey, my pleasure.
CD one?
CD number one, yeah.
Thank you. singing a happy song gone wrong. I'm not singing a happy song gone wrong. I'm not singing a, I'm not singing alone.
We were just finishing that set, listening to a lady who goes by the name of Scary Mansions. Album's called Every Joke is Half the Truth, and a song called Sorry We Took All Your Money right before that. From the Hal Hartley film Amateur soundtrack, we heard The Red House Painters, a song called Japanese to English, and we kicked it all off with local talent extraordinaire
Brock Tyler.
Way to go, Brock. 2 years in the making for an album called Unclosing. Support local independent musicians and go down to one of our fine independent stores and pick up that album.
Yeah, I believe Blackbird, Megatunes, and Café de Bar?
Yes.
Was that? Yes, that's right. I wanted to say Naked, but I was wrong.